This is a Mesh Musings episode where I, Scott Herleman, share some context of what I'm learning and thinking relative to data mesh. I hope they are useful to you. Explorers needed, experts not. In parentheses, yet. Mesh Musings number 44. So before we jump in, yes, this is a bit tongue-in-cheek. Don't take any particularly aspect overly seriously, but look to the message. So this one might feel a little counterintuitive, but what I'll say is data mesh experts are really not at all useful at this point. I say that as someone viewed by some as one of the experts on data mesh. Jamak has said the same thing on this podcast. No one can be an expert yet. We're far too early trying to fine-tune what we've learned now. Yes, it's important to get better at what we and take advantage of what we've learned, but trying to fine-tune as if we've figured out how to do this, we're optimizing way too soon when we haven't really figured out how to do this. I'll get to why experts can be a major hindrance as well, and more in depth later. So let's start out the meat of this episode on a more positive note. So I asked ChatGPT, yes, to write an Explorer's Wanted ad on the town job board in a fantasy setting. While we as data mesh explorers aren't looking for those with combat skills that kept coming up, but at least hopefully we won't need those, there is a lot of good fun things to come out of this kind of silly little exercise. I'll read the first paragraph from each of the two prompts that I had it do, replacing a bit to not use random fantasy names. So first one was, attention all adventurers. We are in search of brave and daring individuals to join us on a journey of discovery and exploration. The land of data is vast and full of untold riches, mysterious ruins, and dangerous creatures. If you're looking for an opportunity to make a name for yourself, prove your worth, and test your mettle, then this is the adventure for you. And then the second one was, attention all adventurers. The kingdom of data mesh is in need of brave explorers to embark on a dangerous but rewarding quest. Our land is filled with mystery and ancient ruins, and we seek those who are fearless and capable to uncover their secrets. So the requirements, kind of adding those two together, were around courage and determination, a love of adventure and excitement, the ability to work well in a team, experience with magic and or crafting a plus. Maybe that's some specific tools that you could consider magic. Fearless and daring spirit, a love for adventure and uncovering the unknown, and a key eye for treasure and valuable artifacts. A couple of the relevant bullet points about what is on offer were, you know, a supportive and tight-knit community of fellow explorers, endless opportunities for personal growth and adventure, one had, the rewards for your service to the kingdom are plentiful. You will earn fame and riches beyond your wildest dreams, and your bravery will be recorded in the annals of data for generations to come. So it's a fun little thing, but a lot of this has a point, right? The way we've done data isn't working at scale for a lot of organizations. If that's not the case for you, bully for you, you know, you don't have a problem that you have to try and fix. But for a lot of organizations, it's just not working. So we need some brave souls who will go into the depths of data and clear out the dungeons, people who aren't afraid to get their hands a little dirty and give it a go. So have that courage and determination, that fearless and daring spirit, right? There are some big shiny rewards if we can get this right. And yes, those of you out there that want to make a name for yourselves, you can become famous as an adventurer, a true explorer in data. But we need people who are going to go out there and explore, unravel the mysteries, and yes, of course, get into some sticky and tricky situations and try and get yourself out of that. So I am reminded of how Jamak signed off one of the Jamak Corner recordings about imagination and this quote from Carl Sagan. Imagination will carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. So imagination can take us down paths that we shouldn't really go down or that aren't going to be as fruitful. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this analogy or anything, but without it, we go nowhere. If we don't have imagination, if we don't try things, then are we really going to make advancements? in Jamak's book on data mesh, she talked about scientific advancement through evolution and revolution. And she believes data mesh at its core is a revolutionary change. And, you know, at the micro level, a lot of things are evolutionary changes, right? That is where we find things that are working and we fine tune those. But we haven't found how every, at the macro level of how to do data mesh, we haven't really found it yet. So we need to really approach the work as if we are changing the way we do data wholesale. Re-examine it all, try new things, experiment, et cetera. And incremental improvements, while the world changes even faster than those incremental improvements can be made, it's just not cutting it. You know, the Glovo folks were talking about their backlog just ever growing, and they were just, you know, reacting to whoever was the loudest. One thing that I have from my own personal experience was as a family growing up, we had this thing called an explorer's badge. And it was basically if you ate something new and interesting to you, you got, you know, quote unquote, an explorer's badge. It never really amounted to anything actually tangible, but it was just kind of, you know, a little bit of bragging rights and things like that. And it was kind of a family joke. But a lot of times what we would do is we would try something new and man, it would not be good. It would not be something that I wanted to have again. But we got experience and we might find something that we really, really did want to try again. That you find that new favorite dish, that new favorite kind of flavor or whatever. That's how you can think about what we're trying to do with data mesh and with data. We're asking for people to go out there and try some things. And you know, in data mesh, when we think about this, we need people who aren't afraid of the unknown. But yes, take your precautions. Don't just try absolutely random things. We've all heard of these, you know, kind of adventuring parties who didn't do their homework and what happened to them, you know, of a TPK, if you're into D&D terms. And there will certainly be mistakes and injuries along the way, even if you are doing your homework and things. An upcoming episode with Vanya Seth, number 201, we'll talk about limiting your blast radius for things that don't go well. But that's really how explorers work, right? Is that berry poisonous? Well, there are a few ways you can read up on how they do it, but to safely test against that, at least, you know, pretty safely, you know, you have one berry and you see, am I going to get sick? And you know, you kind of wait and testing things out, right? You experiment and you're not going whole hog. You're not saying, okay, I'm going to just make the bet that this thing isn't poisonous and just eat a whole bunch of them and hope it doesn't hurt me, right? Explorers aren't like, we are trying to do this one very specific thing. And if we don't achieve this one thing, if anything goes wrong, everything blows up, right? We can't build our systems in a resilient way if everything has to go perfect. You know, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. You don't make it so something that's overly complex and has a big chance of failing, right? Again, that blast radius, you think about how we build resilient approaches and resilient systems, and that we're always trying and we're always poking and trying to get better, and that we're trying new approaches, but it's not as if we're betting the whole company on this one untested new approach. It's about having, you know, approach to trying new things and poking at things appropriately, but still not taking the easy path when you kind of know it's not a fruitful path. This is kind of the way a lot of organizations are treating their data. They're going down the path that they're like, this is a known path, even though I know that it doesn't work well. So that's why we need these explorers. So also in Jamak's book, she talks kind of constantly about experimentation. And you may say, ah, but experimentation, that's for scientists and tuning. And I would say, you know, this is where sometimes the analogy breaks down a little bit. But it's more that we have people who are willing to get it to not great and get it out there, right? Get it into something and iterate and tune until they get to good. That's more about that explorer. That's, you know, we need people that are going to go out there and try the new things and that are running these experiments. And it's not, you know, once we find ways of working, yes, you start to fine tune, you start to leverage those, you start to scale those, but you start with a broader scope of what might change and what you're really going to look at and you're going to approach. this is where, you know, it might be that we're looking more for inventors rather than kind of tinkerers, or we're approaching this from kind of a mad scientist type of approach rather than we're really, really fine tuning things at the micro level. Yeah, that doesn't mean that we're not just trying everything wildly and that there isn't a rhyme or reason to any of what we're doing. We're looking for those people that are going to go out there and blaze new trails and try new things and find how we can actually do this at scale, because it's pretty complex. It's pretty difficult. You know, Jamak has talked about this a lot. This is why she's, you know, starting her company Next Data, is because this stuff is overly complex and overly hard to do. So let's find ways where we don't have to do that. You know, explorers, when you're thinking about them, they re-examine approaches. Is this the best way? Not how can I slightly improve this? We need people who are going to have that kind of mindset of I'm going to try something new. And if it doesn't work, it's okay, because I'm going to use that information to iterate until it does work, or I'm going to be okay with throwing something out. You know, Shane Gibson, I thought he made some really good points about agile and data, and that the way we've approached doing data historically has been we found something that worked and we never gave it up, even if it stopped working. And so even if we have those people that are trying something that works, we never throw it out, right? And so we have to be okay with that iteration of throwing things out. When you think about what got us here won't get us further, right? Is this thing that got us here, is it weighing us down now? You know, and I think about, you know, like a James Bond movie or something. Yes, they're problematic, but, you know, a James Bond movie or a trope from them is when he's like using the rocket powered skis or the jet ski or whatever. And once he's done with them, he drops them. He doesn't go, okay, I'm going to take them with me because they're now weighing me down. It got me to where I needed to go, but it's no longer going to be useful. And so thinking about that, you know, when I'm thinking about like Dungeons and Dragons as well, if any of you out there play, if you're in the mode of, you know, you're kind of heading into a place and you need to pack light and you're overburdened, you got to drop some of that stuff that got you there, because it's not going to be useful to you anymore in the dungeon. Maybe you drop a lot of the heavy like tent equipment and things like that outside because you're like, I need to go in here and I need to be light. I need to be lithe. I need to be quiet. What do you actually need to do thinking about it's okay to leave things and to drop things just because they have worked doesn't mean they're going to continue to work or that it's the best option going forward, right? So you have that explorer's mindset of constantly saying, is this what I want to be doing? Is this supporting what I'm doing in my going forward? Now, I said that we don't want experts and, you know, again, tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. What I mean by that is in this land of data mesh, it's too unsettled to have the experts yet. We can have expertise, but in this context, an expert knows how everything should be done and how it should all fall together. And anyone claiming to know that right now, rather than simply having advice and context to share, they're way ahead of themselves. They're way over their skis. They're going to be falling over. Experts telling people exactly how to approach data mesh prevents people from attempting new paths. Right? Yes, we want to avoid anti-patterns, but we also can't pretend anyone has this figured out yet. Anyone saying that they do is about to sell you something, and, you know, fair on them, but I'm not listening to them. Thus, look to be an explorer. Have that explorer's mindset. Be like Carl Sagan said, and have some imagination. Otherwise, we won't go anywhere. You don't have to be a frontline explorer in every path or even in general, putting yourself in harm's way for the sake of the thrill, but don't look to copy and take what others are learning and use that, what they're learning, and use it to blaze your own trail. Be an explorer, be willing to try to give things a try. Yes, limit your risk exposure, but still, if all you try is what's already tried, will you reach the treasure or will you find the loot that's already been plundered? Yes, lots of bad analogies. Don't think about them too much, but you know, that be bold, be courageous, be daring, be determined. Don't pretend we're experts on this. There's so much more to learn and discover. So onward, data explorers.